Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Today, I want to talk to you about a novel that I finished on Saturday and that I'm pretty sure will haunt me for a long time. In fact, I may read it again in a few weeks if it's available at the library. I think it's one that needs a second read to fully grasp. Chris Whitaker's We Begin at the End is powerfully written. It's extremely engrossing. It's also heartbreaking, with a little mild humor thrown in here and there. It deals with some of the most sacred, heartwarming, and heartbreaking human bonds and emotions. Parents and children, humans and God, young love that never truly dims, young friendships that continue throughout life, fear for ourselves and our loved ones, loyalty and betrayal, and secrets and lies and choosing sides, and learning to live with the choices we make. It's really difficult to say all there is to say about this book, and I don't want to give too much away, so I'm being really careful what I tell you about it. Duchess, the 13-year-old protagonist, is amazing and inspiring and maddening and heartbreaking. She's had to deal with way too much in her short life. After her mother is murdered, she and her 5-year-old brother, Robin, are sent from California to Montana to live with their grandfather, who, as far as Duchess knows, has had nothing to do with the kids or their mom for years. Duchess Day Radley is an outlaw, is the girl's constant refrain, and she does not suffer fools. She's not afraid to speak her mind either. But beneath the tough exterior beats the heart of a little girl who needs to be loved and protected. And even more than that, she needs to protect her little brother. Her grandfather understands this and gives Duchess a wide berth, even though she's often sullen and uncooperative and cusses like a sailor. The old man knows what he's doing, though. Slowly, Duchess comes to enjoy certain things about living on a farm in Montana. There's a horse she can tell her dark secrets to. There's beautiful scenery that lights her imagination. And there is her grandfather, who, despite her best efforts at acting tough, makes her feel loved and as safe as she can let herself feel. Again, I really don't want to give away any of the many twists and turns and joys and sorrows and horrors and recoveries that happened to Duchess, Robin, their grandfather, or Walker, the sheriff of the California county Duchess and Robin grew up in. This is a story that everyone needs to discover, devour, and digest for themselves. The book is so powerfully written and deals with so many powerful emotions and situations. I wanted to hurry up and finish it, but I also wanted to take my time and savor it. Again, I don't often read a book a second time, but as I said, I think I will have to reread this one just to make sure I got everything I could get from it. We Begin at the End by Chris Whitaker is available at the Person County Public Library and is well worth reading. As my late mother used to say, it is definitely burn the biscuits good. I highly recommend this one. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.